This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. For years, the YouTube robot videos that have amazed and terrified me the most have come from a little company called Boston Dynamics. Its prototypes, with names like Big Dog and Wildcat, evoke the kind of science fiction stories that usually end better for the robots than the humans. But this week, we've news that the company, which has worked in close contact with the U.S. military, has been purchased by Google. So what does the tech giant want with a company making military-grade robots? John Biggs is the East Coast editor for the website TechCrunch. Hello, John.
Hi.
So can you explain Boston Dynamics to me? I feel like a lot of people sort of mistake it for an exclusive military contractor, but it's more than that.
They have a research arm. They do a number of military contracts, but a lot of the stuff that they're working on can also go into commercial applications. This is sort of a think tank for a bunch of robot guys to get together and run these big dogs through the woods and really hit the cutting edge of robotics.
How much do you think this acquisition has to do with Andy Rubin? He's the former Android head who the company's now tapped to work on robotics, right?
He is. And it seems that what Google is doing here is creating sort of a research R&D organization internally. This is Google expanding its brand out into the real world. We're slowly becoming their carriers, and we're going to start wearing Google Glass. We're going to start having computing power around us all the time. And I guess this is just the next step when you have an assistant walking next to you who maybe lifts you out of bed if you can't move very easily or is just sort of a bodyguard, that sort of thing. It's kind of creepy, but that's where this is headed.
Now, we've been talking about consumer helper robots, but are there other ways that some of these super powerful robots that we've seen made by Boston Dynamics could be useful to Google in terms of manufacturing, things like that?
Well, manufacturing is going the way of almost complete automation. Foxconn, the makers of all the iPads and all the cell phones out there, hundreds of thousands of people work there. But slowly but surely, they're replacing those people with robots. Something like Baxter, which is a helper robot for manufacturing. You show Baxter how to do one thing, and he can repeat that motion until he breaks down, essentially. That replaces somebody who's standing there and putting a object into a box. Baxter can do it for far cheaper and far more efficiently.
Very interesting. John Biggs, East Coast editor at TechCrunch. John, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.